producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so today's the day we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. This is kind of one that we've deferred just because when we get a whole lot of phone calls, one of the things that we do is we sort of defer things that because we do the It's Broken, Let's Fix It for people's convenience. We pre-tape it, so... For a whole lot of reasons. First of all, because it's a lot easier for the people we're dealing with.
Right.
We also, to be quite honest, sometimes there are people who are really good at following time constraints, and sometimes there are people who are not. And so we do them live to tape. There's only been one instance, I think, in the last X number of years where we've ever actually started again, and it's because somebody who had canceled on us, to be quite honest, which is not my favorite thing, as you can imagine. I get a little tacky.
Yeah,
So the deal is that he'd had a death in the family, which is why he had to cancel. And there were two people, and so one of them rescheduled with us and the other didn't. And I just assumed that the person who hadn't rescheduled is the one who'd had the death in the family, and it wasn't.
Mm-hmm,
so he was
right.
Just really... undone a bit. So we started, and he said, can we just start again? And my general thing is, no. Because, among other things, we have time constraints or whatever. But so that's the only time that I sort of said, okay.
Yeah,
Because, it's a little tough to be under.
Definitely.
So, anyway, today we're going to talk about their father's legacy. And this is a really interesting thing. It has to do with... two Germans whose fathers were both very high up in the Nazi hierarchy during World War II, and a Brit whose family was wiped out in Lithuania as a result of the Holocaust, and the three of them sort of exploring this together. And for me, it's interesting not only because it's a very different look at the Holocaust, it's a very different look at forgiveness, it's a very different look at Germans and Germany, but it's also what responsibilities do we have to our parents' legacy? Do we have to, because we're children, do we have to honor our parents? What if they did things that are not very honorable? So it's, from my point of view as a psychologist, it's really a fascinating look, so hopefully you'll be interested in that. And that we'll do in about 20 minutes, the last half of the program on Friday, which is... we actually, as I said, sometimes we do them, sometimes we don't. And the two things that determine whether we do them or not is whether or not it's not something that I'll just put something in there just to have something in there. So it has to be a topic that I think is actually worthwhile and interesting. And second of all, that a call, we're not stacked up with calls. So the point being, if you need to talk with me, call me now. All right, 855-993-7569, and because the program's a little shorter in terms of your access to me, I thought we would do a email here.
Yeah, we have a message here from Marie, and when you said earlier that the necklace, we need this necklace for guys.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's what our email's about, perfectly. But, so here it is.
She doesn't listen.
Pretty much, and yeah, well, you'll hear her. She says, I've been married for almost 4 years. I met my husband online. He is from Bulgaria. We get along, but my concern is that my husband does not want to have sex with me. We have sex maybe once a year, and I think he does it to shut me up, is what she says. I've told him how I feel many times and cried. I miss the affection of my man and need to be feel wanted. He will not open up to me except to say that he never thinks about it. I'm not overweight or ugly by any means, so I'm not sure what's going on. Please help. Feeling used and lonely.
Oh, honey.
Ouch, yeah.
And again, this is one of the ones where a phone call would be really helpful. I don't know how long you knew him before he got married. I don't know if he is from a country that views men as less than men unless they are married, and that he really had no sexual feelings at all, or maybe had no sexual feelings toward women. But I think at this particular juncture, I would guess if you're only having sex once a year, unless you're incredibly fertile, that you probably don't have kids. So maybe it's time to sit down and say to him, and I don't know how old you are, I don't know how old he is, but it sounds to me that this is a relationship that meets his needs on some level and it's not meeting yours. And so he's not given any reason for why he doesn't want to be sexual. And maybe what you could say to him is, I love you. I don't want to torture you, but I also don't want to spend the rest of my life in a relationship where I'm feeling constantly rejected. So maybe what we need to do is talk about, I don't know whether he's ever had a problem with impotence. So you can hear that there are a whole lot of questions that would be really helpful for me to know to be able to guide you. But given the fact that I don't have any of that information, what I would do is sit down and rather than being angry with him, which I'm sure you're feeling, just explain that that you love him. And I don't know what his citizenship issue is. I don't know if he's not married to you, if he has to go back to Bulgaria. But I think that the two of you are hopefully intelligent, caring adults who don't hate each other, who are not making each other very happy. And so maybe it's one of those situations where you need to talk about, you know, what it is that he wants from this relationship, what it is that you want from this relationship. And the two of you may have to decide that what you've got here is the basis of a friendship or the basis of a business partnership, but not the basis of a marriage. Because if you've only had sex with him four times, and you certainly don't want to accidentally get pregnant, accidentally being in heavy italics, that thinking that that will make the marriage work is not a good idea. And it may be that that's all he wants is a child. It may be that that's what you'd be willing to settle for. But at least if that's the case, you need both of you to go into it with your eyes wide open as opposed to manipulating one another. And I would certainly encourage you to, first of all, figure out what you want. And, I mean, to say, well, I just want him to be a different person, you can't expect someone to be a different person. And, again, I don't know how long the two of you knew each other before you got married. If I had to guess from your email, I'm reading tea leaves here a little bit, is that you didn't know each other very well, mm-hmm. that you had an email correspondence, that it all sounded great, that you're both attractive people. And the reality is that either he is hopefully not in love with somebody else, but and hopefully has some sexuality. But it may be that he really never intended to be sexual or doesn't intend to be sexual toward women. So rather than taking it personally, I think I would view it as that there was something other than a physical relationship that he was looking for. I don't know what the economics are between the two of you. I don't know what the politics are. So I'll tell you what I'd really love you to do, and is hopefully you listen to the program occasionally, is give me a call, and you can disguise your voice. You don't have to tell me he's from Bulgaria if you feel that gives away too much information, but just from that he's from another country. But you have to figure out what you want here. And rather than sort of being tearful about it or making him feel guilty about it, which won't work, as you've noticed, is to say, you know, tell me what it is that you want in this relationship. And then hear him, listen to him, don't try to sugarcoat it, and see if that's what you want as well. It is really important before you have this discussion with him to know what you want. And if what you want is a romance, a physical relationship, it sounds like he's not the guy. And I don't think it has much to do with you. My guess is that either this guy is gay, or that there's someone else that he loves, or that he's completely asexual. And very much, you know, it was really interesting. I saw Arthur Miller's View from the Bridge last night, and which I've always hated. I've seen it with Liev Schreiber, and I've seen it with Anthony LaPaglia. I've met Arthur Miller when he was, I think he died when he was 90, and I think I met him when he was 82 or 83. And he's a very cool guy. I mean, he's big, and he makes you feel like you're the only person in the world. You can see exactly why Marilyn thought he was great. He's very sexy. But I've always hated this play until last night. And one of the points in the play was when Eddie is questioning Rodolfo's motives of saying, you know, that he's really gay, there's something wrong about him, all he wants is an American wife so he doesn't have to go back and starve to death in Italy. So, kiddo, give me a call, but figure out what you want. See if you can have a non-emotional conversation of saying, tell me what you want, here's what I want. But this relationship may not have much going for it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You know, one of the things that became evident to me this week, as I said, we had a couple of callers who were, earlier in the week, who were talking about patriotism and being critical of the country and whatever. And before, we'd actually put it up on Facebook before either of them called, and I was sort of saying that, you know, that I am... As a woman, there I can't imagine living any place else in the United States in the year 2015/2016.
Sure.
I mean, I just women have so few rights in so much of the country. so much of the world.
Right.
And I would view myself as absolutely a patriotic American, which is not to say that I don't think that there are problems, because when we go through the day in history and find out that some sort of little tiny countries nowhere sort of freed slaves, gave women the right to vote, paternity
right.
leave,
right.
that all these things that we view as progressive and human. And so I had put up before this, tell me what you think the United States does better than any place else. And what I got, very much surprisingly, to me at least, was a real list of disgruntlement.
Yeah, I'm looking
really
through it right now.
Unhappy.
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of sarcasm. You know?
Sarcasm, unhappiness, frustration.
Right, right.
And, I mean, to a certain extent, as I said, I was very surprised. On the other hand, I think it bespeaks a certain lack of confidence, not only in our leadership, mm-hmm. but in our mm-hmm. abilities to kind of change the course of the direction that we're going. And I would have all of us remember that this is a democracy, and we really, the thing that is inarguable is that we're really allowed, that no one's going to get their head cut off by mouthing off. And that is a significant difference from a large part of the world. However, having said that, the coverage of the San Bernardino massacre just seems to me incredibly suspect, for lack of a better word. There are just so many things that just don't add up.
Don't fit,
They said that the female shooter, Tashin Malik, had pledged of allegiance to ISIS leader Abu Bakr Baghdadi. But they said that her post was made with a different name. And they didn't know how they knew that it was her, then it was her. Okay, that's number one. They said they were killed. They may have been inspired by ISIS. What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. What
ISIS
does that even mean?
ISIS has in no way taken credit for any of this. And ISIS obviously has not been at all shy about taking credit for all sorts of horrible things, all sorts of attacks. They didn't in any way claim credit for this. Someone said this is looking like self-radicalization. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What is self-radicalization?
Yep.
Do we refer to Oklahoma City as self-radicalization? We don't. They said this had always seemed to me a workplace issue.
I think so 100%, and I think they're blaming it As you know, I don't like to get into the conspiracy theories too much, but it just seems like they're kind of placing this blame with a reason. You know,
this really makes me uncomfortable. They said they have no idea why they burst into a holiday luncheon. It turns out they had a bomb lab in the apartment they shared with a 6-month-old child.
Yikes!
And,
wow.
Yeah, and his mother. It says it doesn't make any sense for them to act like Bonnie and Clyde. And their lawyer said it's ridiculous, just doesn't add up. So neither of them had been in trouble with the law. Neither was on any potential list of radicalized people. She was born in Pakistan, moved to Saudi Arabia around 19. Apparently no involvement with terrorists at all. They said that some were social media, some were phone. They said soft connections. Most of the
what does that mean, too?
Was months
you know?
Ago. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what any of this means.
You know, I'm kind of treading lightly here because I don't want to alienate any listeners, but it seems to me like a kind of convenient, you know, and I use convenience lightly, obviously, it's a terrible situation, but it's kind of convenient for pushing the agenda of militarization against ISIS, or this supposed threat, you know what I mean? And
it makes me really uncomfortable and nervous. As
it's
I said,
just scary, kind of.
We were talking, Manny and I were talking yesterday, because we were talking about the fact that in my tenure, I've been on the air for a lot of disasters because just keeping people calm and whatever. And I remember after September 11th and November blackouts, and I had just left the station. Mm-hmm. I was having a late lunch with somebody about 4 or 5 blocks from the station.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden the television went off. And then the lights went off.
Oh, wow.
And then we went outside, and there are all these people outside, and I said, I got to go.
Yeah,
and went back
yeah.
and climbed up 26 stories to, and was on the air for the next, like, 40 hours. And people were saying it's terrorists. And I kept saying, I'm not going to report that until I get at least confirmed to confirm.
There you go.
And it was not.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one seems to me another
it's
one.
It's like they're just jumping on that. Yeah.
We just don't know.
Yeah.
And as you point out, that these are people who, to a certain extent, have an agenda.
Yeah, yeah.
And the fact that they're talking about soft contacts of people that they haven't been in contact with for months.
Right. They may have been inspired by, you know, it's like, it's
what does
either,
that mean?
Yeah. It's either they were or they weren't, you know, I mean, it's just throwing out these kind of,
well, it's turning out pat phrases that make everybody nervous.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
They said there was nothing to show that she was extreme and nothing to show he was a normal guy in every sense of the word. They're not saying that they didn't do it. They're just saying we can't explain it. The hard drive from their computer is gone. What does that mean? Two relatively new cell phones are found smashed in a garbage can near one of the crime scenes. I don't know what that means either.
It's just strange. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unsettling, kind of.
Yeah. We're probably never going to know completely, but that rush to judgment, and I guess that's part of my concern.
Exactly. Yep.
Is that terrorism isn't about shooting people.
Right.
It's about scaring people.
Yep. Exactly.
And this one, it just seems to me that part of what we need to do as citizens, part of what we need to do as people in a democracy, part of what we need to do as people who look at the news and vote for people is be a little cautious about jumping to conclusions based on very little information.
Right.
And the kind of default position right now seems to be in our country is terrorist. I mean, we did this about Saddam Hussein, and we found out we were completely wrong.
Yep, exactly.
So all I'm saying is that, you know, in the same way we're all – I haven't done it as much lately, but – where I'll give you, well, I do it. I mean, we do it, I guess, this week, of looking at the difference between the headline and the content, looking at the difference between the conclusion and the research that backs it up. Be willing to suspend rush to judgment. That's part of being an informed person in a democracy, is, you know, ask who's telling you, why they're telling you, what they're telling you, and you know, what are the possible interpretations. Be cautious, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, today on It's Broken, Let's Fix It, we're going to look at something that is kind of a combination of historical, nationalistic, and psychological. Now, I know the psychological part you expect from me, but the rest of it, this is probably the widest worldview that we've ever done on It's Broken, Let's Fix It. My guest today is Philippe Sands, who is a Brit who's a human rights lawyer. Is calling you a Brit fair, Philippe?
Brit is fair. He's a Brit married to an American.
There we go. And he's done, he's written, it's interesting to talk about writing a documentary, because my guess is, you know, most of the documentary was not written. I can see you doing the scenes and sort of the scenario of where you want to go. But in terms of dialogue, it was all conversation, right?
It was all conversation. It was spontaneous. Okay. But I suppose it's written in the sense that the film is a slice of a book that I spent 6 years writing, which comes
Fair
out
enough.
Next year. And okay. So the underlying facts are based on writing as I've done.
All right. So here, the full name of the documentary is called What Our Fathers Did, : a Nazi legacy. Okay, so what our fathers did. So let's start there. Let's just start with the what our fathers did. So, you know, we know in the Old Testament it says the sins of the fathers are visited upon the sons. But my understanding of that particular phrase is it was actually talking about syphilis. So you're not talking about syphilis here. So let me just start from the basics, Old Testament sort of understanding. Do I believe, does psychology believe, does the world believe that children are responsible for what their father did?
The lawyer says no. The human being in me also says no. But the difficulty that we have in relation to this story, where let us take one of the characters, your dad was Adolf Hitler's personal lawyer and then Governor General of Occupied Poland, who was indicted and then hanged for the murder of 4 million human beings. The question is, how do you live with that fact when you are the son of that man?
Okay, and so the question is not, are you responsible? Are you... Let me give a theme on that.
I mean, obviously you're not legally responsible. Obviously you're not morally responsible.
Right.
But the question becomes, for you, how do you deal with that as a child? And then the bigger question is, if you begin to turn a blind eye to it, do you become an apologist for what your father has done? And if you've become an apologist for what your father has done, are you then becoming complicit and, if you like, an enabler of what your father has done?
A co-conspirator, as it were.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So tell me how you came upon this notion, because, first of all, I think that Americans feel very differently about World War II than Europeans, because it really didn't happen on our continent. I mean, we were obviously involved in it, but as the song says, it was over there. So tell me from, you know, and it's certainly not to say that we don't, that we weren't involved in it, especially with the Holocaust, that we feel an involvement. But it seems to me it's significantly different, and you can probably comment on this because you're a Brit married to an American. Don't you have the sense that Europeans feel differently about Germany, about World War II, than Americans?
Oh, well, they do, and I can give you a simple answer to that. You've given the title of the film in America, What Our Fathers Did. In Britain, the film is called My Nazi Legacy. Why? Because in Britain, when you put the word Nazi in a title, thousands of people flock to see the film. But when you put that title in America, no one comes. But getting to your question, I was researching my grandfather's story. He came from a city that is now called Lviv in the Ukraine. It was called Lvov and Lemberg. It's all the same place. And I came across the man who was responsible for the killing of his entire family in that city, a man called Hans Frank. I got to know Hans Frank's son. He'd written a remarkable book called In the Shadow of the Reich in the United States, and it was essentially a vitriolic attack by the son of his father. One day, Nicholas Frank, who's the author of the book, said to me, you know, Philippe, all the sons of Nazis are not like me. Some of them think their dads were great people. And he introduced me to Horst von Vester. And over the course of 3 years, the three of us have been exploring the question, how do you engage with the responsibilities of your father? And that's the central question that we deal with.
Now, I can certainly understand Hans being involved. Tell me why you think... and I can either agree or disagree, I suppose, as a psychologist, why Horst was involved. Because, as you say, Nicholas sort of said, okay, you know, my dad was a bad guy, and, you know, and it's really hard for me to live with this. But Horst has a whole different perspective.
Horst thinks his dad, who was indicted for mass murder but never caught and so died hidden in the Vatican, basically thinks... as I've just said, that his father is someone to venerate and respect and to love. And he's constantly looking for the good in his father. Why did he make a film like this? I think he thought he could persuade me that there was some good in the father. And he was pushing, in a sense, at an open door, because what I did understand was that the desire for the child to find some good in a parent who's done bad things is an honorable thing to do. But Horst von Vester did not persuade me, and as you saw in the film, nor did he persuade Nicholas Frank, who ends up saying that Horst actually himself is a Nazi. Not something that I agree, but the way in which Horst deals with the wrongdoings of his father in a way, is to push them into the background.
Horton paid
a very big price for speaking with me and for making this film. His family has, for the most part, cut him off. And for opening up to public scrutiny the activities of Otto von Wächter between 1939 and 1944. And I think he has thrust himself into a very difficult place because of that.
Let me offer another psychological kind of aspect about this, about why would somebody get involved himself, because he doesn't come across as a stupid man. I mean, there is this, surely an amount of denial in it, but the denial is based, it seems to me, as an emotional but an intellectual standpoint as well, of nitpicking and saying, well, it wasn't signed and the paper wasn't signed. It seems to me, as a psychologist, one of the things that we do when we look at our parents, regardless of what they did or didn't do for a living or during the war, is to say, okay, this part of the positive part is me, but is the negative part, what part of what my parents are and did and are responsible for is me, and what part's not? So I think it was as much, not so much a defense of his father, although that's evident, but also, there but for the grace of God go I, and therefore if I can kind of find a window or a loophole, because I think he really is looking at loopholes, I think he's aware of that, to walk through, then maybe I'm not my father's son in that negative way. I can escape that as well. I can escape the label as well.
The interesting thing is, of course, going supportive of that position is he hardly knew his father.
Yeah.
But he loved his mother. And one explanation of what's going on here is because his mother loved his father,
yeah,
the love of the father becomes an expression of the love and the protection of the mother. But
yeah,
coming back to a different point, there's a moment early in the film, which you'll remember, where Horst von Wächter goes back to a moment in April 1945 when he's about to celebrate his sixth birthday. And at that point in the filming, it's the only moment where he sort of breaks down and he begins to cry. He's remembering that moment in 1945, normality was lost. The family broke down. The world he'd grown up with was going to disappear forever. And one way of understanding what he's doing is he's hanging on to the illusion and the image of the father as a way of recreating that world and imagining that not everything was lost. And that to hold on to the idealized version of the father is to maintain the illusion that normality was, in fact, not entirely lost.
Yeah, and I think all of us do that. I mean, we do it, especially at holidays, where we try to recreate and the kind of sentimentality. Just tell you a quick story. I worked on an archaeology dig in southern France when I was 16 years old, and there were two Germans. And one was basically the same as Horst. His name was von Königswald, which gives you some hint. And the other was very much like Nicholas. And they fought the entire summer about the German temperament, the German nationality. And von Königsberg was continually saying that, you know, not everybody was Nazis and you know, that, I mean, it was this whole thing played out, which I think still happens in Germany, don't you? I think these two guys in some ways are emblematic of the, and they're not, neither of them are skinheads, neither of them are stupid. In some ways they're very similar kind of men and grew up in very similar kind of circumstances, but have a completely different response. Tell me about that. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here. We can come back and say, because the real question is, how do we, exactly as you say, how do you live with who your parents are and who you are as a result of that? My guest today is Philippe Sands, who is a human rights lawyer who has something in common with two men who are about his age whose fathers were both Nazis. Stay tuned. We'll find out more. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dr. Joy Brown. We're talking with Philippe Sands, who has just reamed me out. I suggested that the two men that he dealt with in his documentary, What Our Fathers Did and Nazi Legacy, were age mates, and he has just pointed out to me that if I don't quit that, he's going to tell people my real age. So he is 25 years younger. I apologize. The check's in the mail. The roses will arrive.
I've survived the moment.
Well, and you look so much younger than what I said you were. I apologize. All right. So we're talking about that whole issue. I mean, we're talking about a lot of things. We're talking about should the... Because you sort of paint your parents, your parents or your grandparents in rosy terms, does that mean that you don't, that you love them more, you love them less? What causes people to look for reasons to not be angry with their parents, as opposed to the American system, which seems to be looking at reasons to be angry with your parents?
Well, I think isn't it the most natural thing in the world to want to recreate the ideal of who our parents are, to see them as we get older in particular, perhaps not as children. I've got, you know, teenage kids, and they're pretty critical of me. They get older, they begin to look at us in a different light and in a different way. And I think Horst and Nicholas are both, they're both going through coping mechanisms. They do it in different ways. Nicholas's way is to attack, and Horst's way is to defend. I have to say that in getting involved in this project, I got the benefit of help from a couple of psychoanalyst friends in London who alerted me to the dangers of what I was getting involved in, that there were real risks, in particular of pushing Horst too far in one direction could lead to a situation of total collapse. And I was frankly told by one of these psychoanalysts that I needed to proceed with absolute caution, because if I pushed him too far, anything could happen. And when I said anything, he said, yes, absolutely anything. Be careful.
Well, I think that's, for those of us who are therapists, I mean, the notion is you don't, people have defense mechanisms for a reason. And you take away those defense mechanisms, you damn well better have something to shore them up. And in this particular case, if you could convince Horst, because obviously he had respect for both you and Nicholas, that if you could convince him he was wrong, his whole structure, all of his assumption about himself, his life, his childhood, his upbringing, his genealogy, his righteousness, his intellect, his emotional stability is undermined. And people have to...
That leads to potentially very dangerous place. Once those foundations are undermined, the next logical question might be, why do I continue? One of these psychoanalysts said to me, look, Philippe, Horst is rather like the castle in which he lives. The walls, the four walls, are strong, but at the heart... there is nothing, and there is an emptiness, and there is a great danger that the castle is going to collapse completely. And there is, I was told, a danger that if Horst enters a particular place, the possibility of total collapse, with all that implies.
Okay, so now look, you're obviously a thoughtful, moral man. So given the fact that someone's saying to you, people that you respect are saying, this is really dangerous, what was your motive for continuing here?
Well, I mean, it's a really good question. I proceeded with caution. You know, there's a scene in the film where I finally lose my rag, as we say in London. I sort of lost my temper, my cool.
Yep.
Horst was simply failing to confront evidence of terrible wrongdoing by his father. And as that was happening, having lost my temper, in a sense, and engaged in what my mother-in-law calls elder abuse, a moment where I had a go at him, although others think I was too generous with him and too nice to him, I pulled back. Why? Because I felt if I go too far, I might push him into a place that will have dangerous consequences. So I was very conscious throughout. In other words, not only was I trying to get him to acknowledge, but I also had some sort of protective instinct that cut in, which is a reflection of the fact that I sort of like Horst and I empathize with why he's trying to do what he's doing.
Well, I had the sense that all three of you liked each other, but I also had the sense that all three of you had an agenda. That Horst was to say, you know, not all Germans are bad, including my dad. That Nicholas was saying that silence is complicity, and as a German people, we need to be responsible for this. And you had an issue. It seemed to me that you were looking for Horst in some way symbolizing Germany, or the unrepentant part of Germany,
or also
to apologize. So
well,
each
not
of
to
you
apologize. Actually, no, not to apologize. Not to apologize. I wasn't
to take responsibility.
No, to acknowledge the facts of what happened, and that becomes rather personal.
Okay.
At no point in 3 years did Horst ever say to me. He never put his hand on my shoulder and said, "You know what? Irrespective of what I think about my dad, I'm really sorry about what happened to your grandfather's family."
And is that what you were looking for?
I think I was partly looking for that.
I think so too.
I think I need it from him. And so his failure to acknowledge became, in a sense, an assertion of the rightness of what his father had done. And that bothered me. That really bothered me.
Yep. Well, I mean, so it, for me, I mean, this was, I mean, on the global level, this is an examination of the German psyche. And I think the, I don't want to use the term schizophrenic because that implies a pathology, even though I think there may be a pathology there, of that split that I saw years ago with two, you know, teenage guys who I guess right now would be about, you know, maybe about your age or my age. Number one.
23.
Pardon?
23.
Both of us?
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I have to explain to my daughter how she could be 4 years older than I am. You know, I keep saying I'm your mother, I'm a math major, buy it. She doesn't. But all right, so the idea being that on the one hand, I think the world is saying, I think we're not only saying we need you to acknowledge, but we need to make sure that if you acknowledge, you take responsibility, it doesn't happen again, which I think is everybody's agenda.
That is
because,
so right, Joyce, that is so right. The failure to acknowledge what the parent has done opens the door to a repeat. Not necessarily in his generation, but in future generations.
Because I've heard
that in my work. I see that in my work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think we hear that echo over and over of it could happen again. And I think most of the world believes that it could. And I think it's why people.
You saw in the film where we ended up. We ended up in a field in the Ukraine with a bunch of guys walking around in Waffen-SS uniforms, shaking hands with Horst and saying, oh, everything's terrific. Life goes on. And that was a horrific moment.
Yeah. So on the one level, I think we're looking at it on a geopolitical level. On another, I think it's a very personal level. And on a third level, I think it's men saying, how do we escape who our parents were? How do we not become our fathers? It's a fascinating film, folks. And you can hear that Philippe was, you know, had I think he did have an agenda going in. I had a completely different, or not a completely different take, but a somewhat, the reason I wanted it to be here is how do we live with who our parents are? How do we separate ourselves from our genetics and how do we accept our genetics? So go see What Our Fathers Did, A Nazi Legacy. It's, I think you're going to take away from it something very different than you think you're going to have going in. And we can't let the Brits sort of outperform us on movies. So go see What Our Fathers Did, A Nazi Legacy, because I think you'll learn not only about World War II and about Nazis and about Nicholas and Horst and Philippe, but maybe even about yourself. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.